You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Well, think about this. Oil that's 1,000 years old, that's been prayed over for 1,000 years in Israel, 1,000 barges of it, is about to be brought to America and poured over America. That's right. Dutch Sheets is sharing a prophetic word where God is showing he's going to pour 1,000 barges of oil that's been prayed over for 1,000 years over all of America. America shall be saved. Let's check it out.
In the dream, a government official, high-level cabinet member, came to him in the dream and said, "We," meaning America, "we have just been given 1,000 tankers of oil." 1,000 tankers of oil. From Israel, that they have prayed over for 1,000 years. For us to anoint America with this 1,000-year-old oil prayed over for 1,000 years by Israel. We're going to anoint the nation with it, he said. In the dream, he says to the guy, the guy's a pastor now. He said, "You used to be a crop duster, didn't you?" "Yeah, I did," he said. This government guy said, "I need for you to get all your crop duster friends. And you're going to take this oil and you're going to spray it all over America. I tell you, America shall be saved." And God is returning this nation to our ancient calling, foundations. And it's time. Look for salvations to increase dramatically over the next year. Look for signs and wonders to begin to increase over the next year. Look for prodigals to start coming. Look for more entertainers to start coming into the kingdom. Don't worry about the language. God will clean it up. I don't even know anything about Kanye. I know who Kanye is. But I got up 4 weeks ago and I said, "I just heard during the worship, there's an entertainer that's very influential that's coming into the kingdom. God's going to use him greatly." Somebody jumped up and said, "It just happened. Just this week, it's Kanye West." I said, "Well, okay, whatever. Who's Kanye West?" Look for prodigals to start coming home. I don't mean by the dozens. I'm talking thousands. I'm talking millions of prodigals. And I can't prove what I'm about to say theologically. I'm just going to tell you it's my opinion. God has waited till now because he wants to bring them into something when they come back filled with life. He wants to bring them back in the midst of a revival where there's going to be passion and presence. Because you need to know, every place on a Sunday morning doesn't have the presence. And he wants to bring them into elements of the church now where there's been enough restoration, where this is preached, not just stories are told for 15 minutes. Where the worship is really emphasized, they can connect with him. Where the ecclesia is rising up. Where there's apostolic strength and prophetic anointing. Where there's prayer. Where there's anointing. And he's going to bring in prodigals by the thousands. Did you hear what I said? By the thousands. I believe before he's finished, by the millions. So you need to look for that to begin to increase because it's time. And these decrees are going to be carried by angels across the nation. Salvation, I said, is going to blanket parts of the nation. The voice of the church, I'm not talking about necessarily our influence, all that, that's probably going to happen too. I'm talking about in the spirit realm. Yes, amen. The volume, the anointing of Samuel, God said, none of his words fell to the ground. Angels, eagles come get them, take them to their destined assignment. You're going to decree over your family in another city. You're going to get the phone call. They're going to wake up, they're going to go to bed, a hardened sinner. They're going to wake up and say, I'm ready to get saved. They're going to be an alcoholic one day, completely free the next. They're going to have a disease. They're going to wake up free. And God's going to start doing signs and wonders that are very unusual. I've prophesied this. It's going to happen to some of you. You're going to brush up against. You're going to come out of your prayer time. Or you're going to come out of a service. You've been in the presence of God. You're full. You're filled with the Spirit. You're just oozing with anointing. Now you wait and see if this doesn't happen. You're going to brush up against somebody in the supermarket. And the power of God's going to go from you into them. And they're going to get up off the floor saying, what did you just do to me? They're going to want Jesus. They're going to get delivered. They're going to get up healed. You're going to be introduced to somebody. You're going to shake their hand. And when you touch them, the power of God's going to go into them. Heal them, deliver them, convict them of sin, restore them, restore their marriage, restore their home, restore their life, restore their brain, change the pathways in their brain. They're going to be an addict when they shake your hand. The addiction's going to be broken when they let go. I'm telling you, what is coming is dramatic. But it's time. John is going to be Brownsville on steroids, my brother. thousand saved. That's not going to be enough. We need millions this time. Got to have it more than just one place. That's a foreign. That's a seed. Brownsville is just a seed that's going to multiply.
Is that not exciting? Oh my goodness. I think about it. When we launched VFN TV, the Lord specifically was beginning to reveal to me the things that are coming, and just like he's revealing to Dutch and others, that literally you'll be walking through the grocery store, maybe passing through the produce aisle, and somebody's there that happens to be sick, happens to be suffering in their body, and all of a sudden, you know, you ask them if you can help them, and you touch them. As soon as you touch them and pray for them, immediately, you know, God heals them, God delivers them, God saves them. You know, we launched VFN TV. We're talking about covering those events, and we're seeing it coming. It's time for those things to begin to happen. We've been, you know, talked about, it's a testimony. I was walking by the produce aisle, and I passed the cabbage, and God touched me. It's like, boom, it's happening right now as we speak. It's encouraged. It's thousands of prodigals, millions of prodigals coming to God, and just, I couldn't be more excited about what's going on.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.